The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good Tuesday morning. I'm glad you joined us yesterday because we were live. We have posted the archives on the website, thepowerhour.com. For those of you who missed the show, 1 minute after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time where we are, and we've got 10% off Good Health Naturally products this week, as well as when you spend $300, you get 20% off your order for Strauss Naturals or North American Urban Spice products. And of course, since we are adding all these new products for North American Urban Spice, we have Justin Porter on to cover all things about pancreatic cancer and how digestive enzymes are crucial and sugar is the enemy. So that should be interesting. At noon, Keith Gross has, he's a political analyst. And of course, he's going to reveal why he thinks there may be a secret plot underway to replace Biden as Democrats' presidential candidate. Ooh. And then Phil Turney. He is the current president of the USS Liberty Veterans Association. I know we had Ernie Gallo on yesterday. Phil was also a survivor of the attack on the Liberty, and he's going to fill us up today on what the organization is doing and share his side of the story. In the meantime, we appreciate the donation from Jamie, website donation on May 28th. Yeah, I appreciate that. That keeps us going. Need to stay on the air this year, folks. Things are getting mission critical here. And as we progress through the show, you will understand why we need to stay on the air. That simple. Lots of news to cover here in World War III watch. Yeah, that's not a nervous laugh. I look at this stuff and I'm going, there goes Macron again. Mission creep. France is deploying soldiers to Ukraine, says Kyiv. Kyiv is the capital of Ukraine. For those of you who don't know, it's spelled different from Kiev, Russia, which is K-I-E-V. This is K-Y-I-V. Kyiv is how they pronounce it. So anyway, their minister of defense is saying that, yeah, France is, we've talked to our French counterpart down there, Sébastien Lecornu, underlining how they welcome French troops and appeal to the country for more equipment and ammo. So that means, I mean, you know what Putin and Dmitry Medvedev said, that if they show up there, then there's going to be a problem. So I guess really they're trying to piss off Moscow enough to hit the magic button. Spain, by the way, is going to give more missiles and tanks to Ukraine in a $1 billion donation. That's B, $1 billion. Zelensky, of course, jumping up and down. Spain has pledged additional air defense missiles to help fight the about 3,000 bombs, he says, Russia launches every month at Ukraine in the third year of the war. However, of course, Ukraine still needs more money, still needs more bombs, still needs more this, still needs more that. You know, U.S.-made air defense systems, the Patriot missile systems. Yeah. We need more, we need more, we need more. You know, send us your tired, your poor. Death toll from a glide bomb attack on Kharkiv shopping mall rose to 18. Five people still missing. Sounds like play-by-play, doesn't it? No matter. Is the fact that they want this funding to continue. Does this have anything to do with all those U.S. biolabs over there? Have anything to do with Hunter Biden and Burisma and how much money Joe Biden made? I mean, I think he's walking on eggshells and everybody knows it. Qatar Airways flight QR017. That would be Queen Romeo 017, a Boeing 787 Dreamliner, took off from Doha, Qatar, to Dublin, Ireland. And it hit turbulence. This happened Sunday, and now we're just hearing about it. 12 people were injured, 8 were hospitalized. And of course, the problem, they had turbulence while airborne over Turkey. 6 passengers and 6 crew reporting injuries after the aircraft experienced turbulence. One passenger told RTE that he saw people hitting the roof and food and drink flying everywhere. Every time I see stuff like this, it reminds me of the movie Airplane, you know, because people don't put their seat belts on. And so they go bouncing all over the fuselage. I think that that should be a sign to people. And of course, the mainstream media was quick to assert the accident was the result of climate change. Yeah. Japanese researchers, here's something that's a little bit more serious worldwide. The researchers in Japan are warning of the risks of using blood from mRNA COVID vaccine recipients, highlighting potential deadly effects and the need for urgent actions to secure the global blood supply. Patrick Wood from Technocracy News is writing this article, by the way, and why is that important? Well, because he had open heart surgery last year, and guess what? He needed a whole unit of blood, and guess what they gave him? Yeah, you got it. And all of a sudden, he had a stroke shortly after that. And you got to wonder, was the person who he got the one unit of blood from vaccinated? This is a serious concern of people out there, and you need to be paying attention. I've had Judy Mikovits on the show before talking about that and about the contamination of the blood supply. And it's not just the United States, it's global. Blood contaminated with prion-like structures from the spike protein raises the risk of inducing fatal neurodegenerative diseases in the people who get this tainted blood. Now you know why. You know, it's really funny. This thing, exosomes, you know what those are? I'll give you another word for it. Shedding. The risk of autoimmune diseases due to vaccines, mechanism, and components like lipid nanoparticles are the other major concerns. Because once that crap gets in your system, oh, look out. So, I mean, how do you ensure the safety of blood products? How's that possible? I mean, they created the mRNA vaccine, and or but that's what they call it. See, because it's like the word democracy. They use that word vaccine enough, and everybody soon starts saying, well, vaccine, the vaccine, yeah. Well, that's what they called it. We call it the jab. But you see, it's like the word democracy. See, the more you use it, the more you forget about the term constitutional republic. Ah, just getting word right now that federal judge has just told Jack B. Nimble, Jack B. Smith to go pee up a drain pipe. No, I'm not going to gag President Trump. See, they were trying to shut him up, too. You see how easy that was in the New York trial? Yeah. All right. So, back to this blood contamination. I mean, it's no wonder until they figure out a way to get rid of the spike proteins. And see, then, if the person that is donating blood who is unjabbed, and we'll get into that later in the show, but the people that are unjabbed that go into a hospital that say, look, if I'm going to have a transfusion, I want the transfusion to be from someone who has donated blood that did not take the jab. And the hospital staff laughs at them, thinking they're some sort of stupid. But you see, we know better, don't we? We definitely know better. Moving on to use news at 9 after the hour, watching that clock very closely here. Closing arguments are starting in the Trump trial today. Now, the kind of weird thing about this is the defense is giving their closing argument first. Now, this is the judge doing this. Normally, that's not the way it is. Normally, the prosecution goes first. No, the judge is letting Bragg have the last word. Closing arguments could stretch into a second day. Harvard legal scholar Alan Dershowitz attended court proceedings last week and later wrote, "The judge in Donald Trump's trial was an absolute tyrant, though he appeared to the jury to be a benevolent despot. He seemed automatically to be ruling against the defendant at every turn." Greg Jarrett, you know who he is, former defense attorney and current Fox News legal analyst, wrote an op-ed on FoxNews.com. "The trial bore no resemblance to the cherished constitutional promise of the right to a fair trial. So now the verdict's going to be up to the 12-person jury in a solid blue area that this judge, Merchant, who I have zero respect for, gray-haired turd. I mean, this guy literally let the jury go home over the entire week to be subjected to whoever and whatever commentary that's out there. And now it has been announced that Biden is the ice cream muncher hair sniffer, is planning to make a statement on the verdict, according to Politico, citing four anonymous sources. Biden's going to make the statement from the White House to show that it isn't political. He's reportedly planning statements on the outcome, whether Trump is convicted or not. Now, if Trump is convicted, he's going to report there should not be a convicted felon as president, but is preparing for a barrage of criticism from Republicans and Trump if he's acquitted or there's a hung jury. A recent Quinnipiac poll, which is kind of 50-50 in my mind, showed that a conviction will not dramatically change support for Trump, with a majority of his supporters, 68%, saying it wouldn't make a difference. 24% said it would make it more likely they would vote for him. Only 6% of conviction make it less likely. See, because at this point, it really doesn't matter. At this point, the question becomes, because see, here's the deal. RFK Jr. only got 2% of the Libertarian Party's votes. No, who'd they put in? Chase Oliver, political activist, left wing. That's who they put up. Yeah, chose Mr. Oliver as their presidential candidate after seven rounds of voting. Mr. Kennedy was kicked out of the race in the first round after only getting 2% of the votes, with 19 delegates reportedly backing him. After the results were published, RFK Jr. said he appreciated the party's consideration of him. RFK Jr. was nominated by the Reform Party this past week that stands for ending the two-party system, aligning with one of Mr. Kennedy's key campaign points. So we'll see what happens with this brain dead, 12 brain deads. Maybe when they were dismissed over the Memorial Day holiday, which, of course, some of our squad couldn't get straight. They confused Memorial Day with Veterans Day. Why am I not surprised? We keep electing them to Congress. Hey, when you put stupid people in the driver's seat, expect to have a crash. Speaking of which, United Airlines plane, this is a Airbus A320 engine, caught fire as the aircraft flight 2091 United Airlines was getting ready to take off from Chicago's O'Hare. Yesterday, the pilots had to abort takeoff. 148 passengers, five crew on board. And of course, they decided, we better put this thing down and taxi back over to the gate and see what the heck's going on. Details of the engine fire, not clear. Federal watchdog recently launched an audit of the FAA to evaluate its oversight of UA's maintenance programs after a run of safety events at the carrier were linked to mechanical problems. Speaking of aircraft, former President Trump has sold one of his private jet planes worth around $11 million bucks to a Republican mega donor. 1997 Cessna 750 switched from being registered to DT Air Corp, which the Trump Organization owns, to being registered to the MM Fleet Holdings LLC, according to FAA records. Cessna Citation X750s are generally selling for between $2.8 and almost $11.6 million, according to the Liberty Jet, and, of course, to as to their condition. And this was Moayedi, that's the guy, Mehrdad Moayedi, president and CEO of Centurion American Development Corporation. He's the one that bought it, just so you know. Virginia Technology Company has agreed to pay thousands of dollars, 31 of them, as a matter of fact, in penalties for posting a whites-only job ad last year, according to the DOJ. See, this is what's funny. The listing in the ad said, only born U.S. citizens, white, who are local within 60 miles from Dallas, Texas, don't share with candidates. The Labor Department determined that this action violated Executive Order 11246, which prohibits discrimination by federal contractors. Specifically, Arthur Grant was found to have discriminated against job seekers based on their race and national origin during the recruitment process for a Salesforce business analyst position. I don't see why they couldn't have hired somebody that was equally qualified for another race, but he put white down, so yep. He gets to pay a civil penalty of $7,500 and compensation to the complainants of $31,000 after the investigation found that this 2023 job ad violated the Immigration and Nationality Act. Well, I guess that means we have to lower the bar, right? Amazing how that works. In the health category, which is why we have selenium and amino acid complex renatured tablets, selenium, iodine, and B12 renatured, and Hyper-Ease 90 count, which contains wild hawthorn berry, which has over 80 nutrients, including beta-carotene, caffeic acid, chromium, niacin, quercetin, selenium, and zinc. Hyper-Ease, right? Now, why is that? Because there's a study out now that says selenium intake offers protections against Parkinson's disease, and you can get it through the intake of selenium-rich food or dietary supplements. Even patients with a low total daily selenium intake can benefit from a moderate increase in excessively high intake from food or supplements negates the protective effect. So you don't want to take too much. Selenium helps to protect cells from damage caused by free radicals, and that's what causes Parkinson's, right? 17 after the hour, and those of you, the Planet Parade is about to happen. Are you ready for this? June 3rd, put this on your calendar. That's coming up next week. 20 minutes before sunrise, your local time. The scene will have already risen above the horizon. Here is what we have. The planets will align with the moon. Jupiter, Mercury, Uranus, Mars, Neptune, and Saturn in that order form a ragged but rightfully legit alignment in the pre-dawn sky. One is a lunar cameo, a slim waning crescent moon on June 3rd to join the lineup in the near constellation of Aries between Uranus and Mars. Another occurs the next morning on June 4th. The planetary conjunction will result when Mercury steps slightly out of the planetary lineup to enter close proximity with neighboring Jupiter, 7 degrees apart. These extras stand to elevate the sixth planet event a step beyond. So in order to see that on June 3rd, you're going to have to get up early, receive fair weather and clear skies. Make sure to find a viewpoint with few obstructions covering the horizon, and you can see it. Sixth planetary alignment. Under energy and environment, there's another study out that the amount of copper needed for electric vehicles is impossible for mining companies to produce. Well, that just blows the whole element of producing electric vehicles out of the water. As Professor Adam Simon from the University of Michigan points out, a normal Honda Accord needs about 40 pounds of copper. The same battery electric Honda Accord needs almost 200 pounds of copper. The researchers analyzed 120 years of global data on copper production dating back to 1900 and modeled the likely copper production for the remainder of the century, comparing this with the projected copper requirements for U.S. electricity infrastructure and vehicle fleet to transition to renewable energy, and concluded the renewable energy's copper needs would exceed the current production capacity of copper mines. Ain't happening. Between now and 2050, the world will need to mine 115% more copper than it has in all of human history up until 2018 just to meet those standards and current needs. You see, these people are out of their minds. Not out of the mines, out of their minds. See, M-I-N-E-S versus M-I-N-D-S, right? The Supreme Court is going to hear San Francisco's challenge to an EPA rule that allows the EPA to issue discharge permits that order cities not to pollute water bodies too much, but do not provide a specific limitation. San Francisco is going, hey, that means that we can run afoul of water quality standards without identifying the limits to which discharges are supposed to conform? How's that going to work? I mean, are we giving our citizens dirty water to drink? Apparently, some agency out there named the Environmental Protection Agency has come up with some weird mindset and set a rule for how much. Yeah, you can't pollute too much, but didn't say how much, right? Oh, man, you got to love it. Senator Ted Cruz, along with 26 other federal lawmakers, are urging the U.S. Supreme Court to review Mexico's lawsuit against U.S. gun makers for allegedly flooding their country with firearms. Well, I hate to say this, and I don't care who the other lawmakers are, they filed an amicus brief this last week asking the nation's highest court to review this January ruling by federal appeals court that reinstated this unorthodox lawsuit that Mexico filed, which was dismissed in federal district court. You see, the lawsuit from Mexico that says that the firearms industry was responsible for this? Come on. Anybody in their right mind gets this? And, of course, the gun rights advocates say that their lawsuit is exploiting U.S. laws to try to cripple the U.S. firearms industry and weaken the Second Amendment. Got no place in federal court. The petition for cert or review in the case known as Smith and Wesson Brands versus Estados Unidos Mexicanos was docketed last month. Apart from Smith and Wesson, the petitioners are Barrett Firearms Manufacturing Inc. Wow. Imagine it. If everybody was able to own a Barrett M82A150 Cal, you got $8,500. That's how much they cost. Man, boy, those things, a half a mile trajectory, flat line. Think about that. I'm sorry, I'm dreaming here. Beretta, USA Corp, Glock, Sturm, Ruger & Company, Whitmer Public Safety Group, doing business as Interstate Arms, Century International Arms, and Colt Manufacturing. Those are the defendants. Now they're asking the Supreme Court to rule this whole thing is bogus and to throw it out. COVID-19 vaccine litigation against the Mayo Clinic has been revived by a federal court after it was thrown out last year. The five fired workers who sued the Minnesota-based health nonprofit have all plausibly pleaded their religious beliefs conflict with the clinic's COVID-19 vaccine mandate, according to a panel of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Eighth Circuit has just ruled. Oh, yeah. Mayo Clinic failed to accommodate their religious beliefs. What they did was illegal. U.S. District Judge John Tunheim tossed that suit, finding some of the plaintiffs didn't prove they hold religious beliefs in opposition to the mandate or show how the testing requirements conflicted with their beliefs. Eighth Circuit said, nope, sorry, and sent it back to them. Tunheim, by the way, is an appointee of, I did not have sex with that woman, Ms. Lewinsky. Judge Benton was appointed by George W. Yep. And, of course, the other judges that ruled were appointed by Trump. In cancel culture, now this is a story of interest here. The New York Times is reporting that Jews face prejudice against Zionists in the U.S. publishing industry. Ah, amazing that, how that works. Yeah. Came out an article yesterday in the New York Times. Zionism, is the belief that Israel has the right to exist and that Jews have the right to self-determination in their historic and spiritual homeland. It's a belief shared by overwhelming majority of Jews around the world. Lately, writer James Kirchick notes, it has become a buzzword for exclusion, demonized by left-wing intellectual and literary elites used to bar many Jews from publishing written work. Whereas anti-Semitism in the literary world used to lurk in the shadows, according to the Jewish Book Council's chief executive, Naomi Firestone Teeter, since October 7th, it has become increasingly overt. The fact that people have felt so proud and open about it is a different beast entirely, she said. One of the most disturbing developments in this regard has been the frequency and contempt with which the word Zionist is now spit from people's mouths in the United States. Well, New York Times itself has faced criticism for anti-Israel bias in its coverage of events in the Middle East in recent years, making its decision to publish an essay on the rise of anti-Zionism and anti-Semitism particularly noteworthy. Meanwhile, Denver is offering a how-to guide on how to turn cities into taxpayer-funded immigrant sanctuaries. Isn't that fun? Wow. How-to guide. It's entitled Newcomers Playbook, a guide to welcoming newcomers into your city. The authors say they're thrilled to offer their guide on how to plan and implement a sanctuary city, explaining, we're thrilled on how you are interested in creating a welcoming environment for migrants. As part of Denver's welcoming approach, we use the term newcomers. Gee, in Hawaii, they call them howlies. It's a slang term. You have to have more inclusive language. The playbook is a guide to divide it into two sections, offering recommendations and strategies for successfully integrating newcomers into your city. Anybody want a gag yet? It's a 22-page booklet. Yeah. It even suggests that cities purchase or arrange contracts with mobile showers or laundry trucks to offer such services to newcomers, all at taxpayer expense. If an online application, by the way, requires a social security number to move forward in the online portal, we have entered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yeah. Oh, the mayor is so proud of himself. Okay, and the in case you missed it category, legendary NBA Hall of Famer Bill Walton is dead at the age of 71, passed away from cancer, surrounded by his family. Also known as an avid fan of the Grateful Dead. Going on the road with the psychedelic band, often wearing a tie-dye t-shirt with the group's common with the group's fan base. He was in so much pain from his injuries that he was forced to live on the floor of his San Diego home for the most previous of his 2.5 years of life. He wrote, if I had a gun, I'd use it. And finally, the cat is out of the bag. The U.S. military has hidden a Quantico breach by Jordanians in a box truck. Oh, yeah, the Quantico Marine Corps base in Triangle, Virginia. Armed guards stopped them. This is a box truck attempting to breach the gates, and nobody knows anything about it until now. Why are they burying the incident? Well, because it's an election year for Biden. This type of news is politically explosive. The suspects were two Jordanian nationals, one of which was on the FBI's terrorist watch list. Oh, my goodness. And everybody's using the F-bomb trying to describe how is it that we didn't know this. Wow. Amazing how that works. See, when they want to hide stuff from you, they will. All right. Dialing this up a little bit here. Bottom of the hour after the break. These important messages. Justin Porter joins us. Stay with us.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, cysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver. This, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regaresp while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regaresp keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regaresp in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regaresp from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regaresp, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet, and an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active rubbing oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
In these uncertain times, with the threat of electromagnetic pulse, potential fallout from nuclear power plant disruptions, as well as direct exposure from electromagnetic frequencies from your home's smart meter and electrical circuitry, your life has become radioactive in more ways than one. That's why North American Urban Spice created Nuke Protect, which supports the thyroid and your adrenals with natural potassium iodide. With premium-sourced selenium and antioxidant support more potent than blueberries, Nuke Protect supports immune health with a blend of wild oregano, rosemary, cumin, Atlantic-sourced kelp, raw chaga powder, and wild rose coriaria. Nuke Protect is even safe for pets. You and your loved ones need to get prepared for this sad eventuality and stock at least 4 bottles of Nuke Protect for every member of your family. Get Nuke Protect today at thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall.
I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
And we're back at 34 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, where we are. And, of course, Justin Porter with North American Urban Spice joins us, and there's a reason for that. I know you hear Justin almost every Tuesday, but it's because we're carrying so much of the North American Urban Spice products, and we're getting them loaded up online as fast as we can, because now everything is set up on dropship, and you can set it up on auto ship if you want to. The Power Mall special, you spend $300 to get $20 off on your order. And your support is now more vital than ever to keep us on the air through 2024. Justin Porter, by the way, if you don't know this, is the director of sales for North American Urban Spice. And this guy gets around. I'm telling you, he does a lot of clinics and a lot of appearances all over the country. And of course, we welcome him back onto the show to discuss new stuff that we have added. And I also want to talk about pancreatic cancer, because apparently Joyce's mother, Power Hour J, you know, her mom passed away from pancreatic cancer. And Joyce said she lived off of lunch meat sandwiches. Several studies have shown a link between processed meats and a higher risk for pancreatic cancer. So, Justin Porter, welcome back to the show, sir.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Dave. Always good to see you.
All right. So what is this thing with the processed meats and all that garbage? I mean, you know, I've pretty much sworn off of that because, I mean, any kind of processed food per se, there's even like these canned products as well.
Yeah.
That's a problem, isn't it?
It is, yeah. We have to be careful to really define what we mean by processed meats as well, because there's a double-edged sword with it. But, you know, there's so much risk with these processed meats. You know, there's a higher risk of food poisoning. There's, you know, very toxic effect that you can get. And they also utilize, you know, parts of the animals and fillers and binders to really make these processed meats processed, and that's why they're called processed meats. But they're going to cause inflammation. They're going to take enzymes away from the body, deplete your finite amount of enzymes in the body, and essentially there's toxic fumes almost that are released, and that will over time cause the body to break down, because you're obviously not getting what you need, and that will lead to things like cancer, which is the ultimate breakdown of the body.
Now, one of the things, there's two things I wanted to ask you about, emulsifiers. Are they a major contributor to all this, or is that something that's just kind of like, look, they throw it in to thicken the stuff or preserve the stuff or whatever the case may be? I mean, I know about the nitrites and the nitrates and all the other garbage that they put in here, and I know that there are people out there that if they eat processed foods, shortly afterwards get really bad gas. And I mean, I know that may sound funny, but the thing is that's a sure sign that whatever it is you're eating might be processed. Is that a dead giveaway?
It's a dead giveaway. And what people are going to realize is their body's telling them something. If you're getting bloated and if you're having gas and you're having any kind of distension, your body's saying, hey, this isn't working for me. This is not what we need to thrive. And, you know, I can't digest legumes at all. And that's my body saying, hey, I can't eat beans. So as much as I may enjoy, you know, some refried pinto beans occasionally, it's my body told me you can't do it, you know, and I've had to take products like the Gastronex that is our high enzyme product to get through that. But, you know, it was essentially my body saying don't do it. And that's exactly, if we listen to our body, we see the signs, it will tell us everything that we need to a degree. But these processed foods, when you go around the center aisles of the grocery store, everything's processed. It's all owned by 10 companies. There's chemicals in there that shouldn't be in your diet. And that is just going to lead to chaos in your overall health.
Wow. This is, you know, Gastronex is something new that we're adding in here. Explain how that works.
Yeah, it's a wonderful product, and I've seen it work firsthand, and we have as a company. A couple stories real quick on Miss Judy Gray, who owns the company. Her husband, her now late husband, unfortunately, passed away a couple years ago. But he lived for about, I'm going to say it was the 1990s. He had stage 4 pancreatic cancer. So he actually was one of the few people who actually had the operation on the pancreas that removed most of it. And then he lived off Gastronex for the rest of his life and thrived, actually. So it's ginger, you know, very, very clean, wild, organic ginger root from Sri Lanka. And then it's got a combination of 7 enzymes in there. And once you have either gallbladder surgery or if you do lose some of your pancreas, then you have to have enzymes from outside sources to make sure your body is able to process food, to be able to absorb nutrients, to ensure that fat and protein and carbohydrates are broken down. And we have a finite amount of enzymes that we're born with. Once we're out of those enzymes, we die. We do not live anymore. So unless we have a perfect diet, you need to have enzymes from the outside put back in to keep your supply up and do the work that those internal enzymes will do in place of it.
Now, is this something that, you know, Gastronex per se is all enzymes? Is that basically what this is? Is an enzyme supplement?
It's not. No, it's the enzymes mixed with ginger and a couple other herbs. And, you know, my actual dad had quite a severe surgery. They messed up. It was essentially a kidney surgery. They messed it up about 7 times. It was crazy. This was about 10 years ago. But he would swell up every time he would eat, no matter what the food was, after he had the surgery. And we were able to get him the Gastronex. And now he is living without swelling. He takes 2 capsules every day. And it was clearly something was going on. And, you know, the pancreas essentially works with each part of the body. So, you know, it works with the liver, it works with the gallbladder, it actually connects with the gallbladder. You know, the bile duct and the pancreas are extremely related. But essentially what was happening is that the enzymes were not breaking down everything that he needed quick enough. So when he was able to introduce those with the Gastronex, it meant that everything was getting digested and the inflammation was being decreased as a result.
So this particular product that we have available now at the Power Mall, if people think that they're having an issue or headed toward an issue with pancreatic cancer or insulin problems, This is a good thing?
And everybody's had such a great result with it who's used it. I've never seen a bad experience, but it's also critical for anybody who's had their gallbladder removed to be on this product, because they're not able to process bile correctly without their gallbladder. The enzymes will take the place of breaking down the bile that is there, that the pancreas is now taking on the extra work to do. And because it's taking on the extra work, it's going to get injured, it's going to fatigue, and we need to be able to support it. And that is another reason why we have to be including outside sources of enzymes to support the organ.
Right. Now, yesterday we had a little bit on here about natural antibiotics, and oregano is one of them. And now we're carrying Oregamax, which this is basically a synergistic supplement with oreganol P73. Could you explain how that works?
Yeah, and this is one of the original products back when the company started, and it is a crude oregano herb. And so you have all the phenolic compounds, and there's actually one compound called apigenin. It's also very prominent in chamomile. And this has been shown to inhibit a particular enzyme that prevents apoptosis of cancer cells. So that enzyme is produced by the cancer cell to essentially stop something coming in and killing it. And apigenin is present in oregano in large amounts and in chamomile. And the Oregamax is a great example of utilizing that. But it also has organic garlic and organic onion in there as well, plus a wild sumac called Rus coriarea. And garlic is extremely powerful, as we know. It's celebrated for its antiviral effects. Also really, really supportive of the pancreas on its own. So the Oregano Max is a combination of extremely potent oregano that is going to support the digestive system as a whole, but also work against any pancreatic cancer that could be appearing.
Right. Now, see, the thing is Rus coriarea is also in Nuke Protect and Black Seed Plus capsules. And Black Seed, I mean, that's on my roster of things to talk about today. A lot of people, you know, I hear reports from people saying they've been taking it and they don't really notice a difference. I mean, is this something you really have to stick to for a long time to see any results?
Yeah, it depends, really. Everybody's different, as we know. And, you know, the reality that we're seeing is there is a lot of rebuying of the black seed. People who are, I guess, have more clinical symptoms like high blood pressure and, you know, high blood sugar, they will see very quick responses from black seed. That's without question. We've seen it far too often. It is critical in the use against, you know, any of the cancer type of conditions that we're seeing occur. It's thymoquinone, which is the celebrated constituent, has been studied and shown amazing results against against cancer cells. It is a somatostatin analog, and the only naturally occurring one in nature. And that essentially means it is switching off the glucose supply to the cancer cell, which is what is leading to the cancer cells to multiply and to grow. So, you know, black seed will help everybody. And what it's doing in the body may be felt, may not be felt. But, you know, I always say take things for 3 months. Try to have some blood work done so you can measure it. But often people are having great results much quicker than 3 months. But certainly after that time, they should be noticing a difference.
Wow. Now, there's another product that we have on the market now that we're carrying at the Power Mall, and that's called Health Back. And now this is a probiotic. I mean, this is something that you... Now, this is what's weird about the instruction, because most people take probiotics first thing in the morning. This you take at bedtime.
Yeah,
how does that work?
This is a probiotic blend that is from the Netherlands and is meant to be the most studied probiotic blend in existence. And that's why Ms. Judy and Dr. Ingram, the years ago, decided on this company to offer this probiotic. They were going to do a line of them, and they found that the results were so telling and the research so good that this was the only one they needed to get. So essentially, you take it at bedtime, you sleep, and it does its work. And really, the microbiome, you're rebuilding and building all the time. If you've been exposed to antibiotics from pharmaceutical companies, then you're going to destroy the microbiome, and you need to rebuild that up. You've got to be careful if you have things like SIBO not to take probiotics. But quite often we are seeing missing bacteria, missing probiotics that support the gut and the brain in people's guts. And anybody with attention deficit disorders, autism, any neurological condition, and any digestive health should always be considerate of what their microbiome is doing. And this is an extremely studied probiotic. They showed better results at taking it at night, and that is why the directions are such.
Well, no, but this is different, folks. This is not a capsule. This is a powder you mix with lukewarm water, and you can also put it on your animal's food. Now, the thing is that, you know, animal's food, this is a big... I mean, we're running the gamut. There's been so many recall notices put out for certain brands and giving your kid or your dog or cat kibble. And now they're saying that's not good. And now they got this real expensive, comes in a bag, and it's meat, and it's processed, and it's $60 a bag. And it's like, I'm not spending that kind of money. I mean, come on. You know, you try to do the right thing, but I mean, this is the thing. The animals get bad gas too. I mean, I hate to say it, but you know, you're sitting in a room with one of them and they pass gas and you smell it. I mean, is this going to help if you use this with them? You use it at the same time you give it to them at bedtime?
That's definitely been used. We've used it with cats and with dogs, believe it or not. And, you know, the reality is there is some great products out there in the pet food industry. There is a lot of bad. And, you know, if it's made in China, then avoid it. I mean, that's the reality. If it costs, on the other side, if it costs a dollar a treat, then avoid it. You know, there is a sweet spot. The industry also knows that people will spend more money on their pets than their kids. So I think there's probably some gouging going on. I did work in the pet food industry for about a year.
And really?
There are a lot of really, really good products in very well-intended companies. But like anything, avoid the Nestle's of this world. Look for the really honest, transparent companies, just like you would in supplements.
Right. Now, Yakko powder. Now, I remember we have talked multiple times about Yakon syrup. Mm. And now you have this just basically on its own.
Yeah, it's funny. It's a it's kind of a good replacement for maple syrup without the glycemic spike. And we actually have a machine in Peru that cold presses this at the source and concentrates the sweetness levels. But it's prebiotic, so it's going to help the good bacteria in the gut. It's full of inulin, and it really is a really tasty treat. So if you like some sweetness in your coffee, there is a caloric component to it, but if you don't mind the caloric component, it is low glycemic and a really, really healthy syrup. You know, maple syrup is okay. I'll have a little bit here and there, but not very often. It doesn't. Maple syrup has a higher glycemic load, so it is going to spike insulin more. And if you've got issues with the pancreas, that is what you're looking to absorb first. Avoid first and foremost is spiking the blood sugar and making sure you reduce your inflammation too.
Right. Now, there's another thing too that I have not seen before that is out, and it's called wild. Are you ready for this, folks? Wild raw oregano honey.
Mm.
I mean, that I am aware of. Now, I may be wrong, but I'm not aware that we've ever carried honey on the Power Mall. And this is a rare, raw, wild honey from the mountains in the Mediterranean. What's up with that?
Yeah, and it's from bees that have never been fed sugar. So
really
ancient, traditional beekeeping methods. Wild oregano, we want to study it to see if it's as effective as Manuka with the properties. That is what we believe. You know, Manuka honey, for one, is often not Manuka honey when you see it in the stores. And this wild oregano honey, it tastes fantastic. I'm not a huge fan of the taste of honey for some reason. I think anybody would enjoy this. My son requests it daily. honey is the oldest medicine in existence. The beekeepers are the oldest profession, I think, in existence. And it's going to support the adrenal function. And it's got all of those health benefits that honey provides. Great for allergies, great for the throat, but also delicious, which is never a problem.
Now, the thing is with Manuka honey, and I know if you've ever been shopping, you know how expensive that stuff is. And you're telling us now that even if, and some of these websites promote lab tested, and I'm like, oh, give me a break. all of this stuff should be lab tested, you know, before you buy it. But the thing is, now it says oregano honey. Does this mean that it has an oregano type of a flavor with it?
Not at all. No, it doesn't. It tastes like a rich honey. But we have to DNA test every product, every raw material that comes into our facility. So, you know, we're able to say without a doubt, for an absolute fact, that anything that we're putting on labels are exactly what it is saying. And it makes a big difference. But yeah, it tastes delicious. It doesn't taste like oregano at all, which I guess is a good question. But it's from the actual wild oregano flowers up high in the mountains. It really, really is beautiful stuff.
Okay, Orega Wild is another thing that we just added to the list of stuff that we carry at the Power Mall. This is something you sprinkle on food?
Yeah, it's actually what is in the Orega Max capsules that as a spice. So you can sprinkle over whatever food. It's absolutely delicious. It tastes so much better than any oregano you're going to taste in a pizza parlor anywhere. I put it on pretty much anything, especially if I'm having one of my grain-free pizzas that I like to enjoy. But it really, really is incredibly tasty. It has the garlic, the onion, the wild oregano, and the rus coriaria. But it's just a pack of the powder.
Right. Now, oregano capsules and oil, this is basically to support healthy blood sugar and pancreatic response. How does it work?
Yeah, it's a blend of spice oils, and it works by essentially lowering that blood sugar response, or supporting the correct levels of blood sugar. So the pancreas is either going to tell the body to release insulin or to not to. And, the whole goal of the spice oils, they tell the body, they give the body what it needs, and then that signals hormonally to release whatever is needed or not release whatever is needed. And that's what these spice oils work to do, is to get the body back to signaling correctly. And we've had people on 7 medications who have got on protocols that include the oregano, and then really get off of a lot of those and starting to live holistically and focusing on diet and the correct methods to make sure the body's working as it should be.
Well, and there's another product called Cinnamol, which is the power of extracts of cinnamon. And this is something new to the Power Mall right now.
Yeah, it's a highly concentrated cinnamon oil. You don't need a lot of it. There's a lot of servings per bottle. All of our spice oils are anywhere from 200 servings to 432 per 1 ounce. So you can get a lot out of one bottle. And like anything, always measure what your blood sugar is doing, especially if you are diabetic. But the response is going to be surprising, or maybe not anymore. You know, I think people will really be able to see the results very quickly.
Interesting. And I guess we're running out of time here. I really wanted to get to wild oil of myrtle, because I really haven't seen a lot of that out. And that is new, as well as Inflamese. That's another one. This is the body. It's made up of fruit enzymes, bromelain and papain, combined with raw organic turmeric, rosemary, ginger. It's amazing, this stuff that's out there. Yeah. You can get the North American Urban Spice here at the Power Mall. And you go on there if you want to call 877-817-9829 and talk to Jay. She's standing by to take your call. In the meantime, Justin Porter, thank you so much for being on the show. We've covered a lot of ground today.
Yeah, my pleasure, Dave. Always good to see you.
Good to see you, too. All right, there you have it. We'll be back trying to get a hold of Keith Gross. We'll be back after the top of the hour break. Stay with us.
Activita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your Optivita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with Olive Oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that Olive Oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.